1. Holy Catholic, Apostolic and Palmarian Church. Holy Apostolic See. El Palma de Troya. Messages given to Clemente Dominguez y Gomez, today Pope Saint Gregory XVII the Very Great, on the Holy Face of Our Lord Jesus Christ, Patriarchate of Palma de Troya, Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face. Historical data on events preceding the first visions and apostolic missions of the Seer of El Palma de Troya, Clemente Dominguez y Gomez, today Pope Saint Gregory XVII the Very Great. As an introduction to these booklets on the visions and messages given by heaven to the Seer Clemente Dominguez, a brief account has been prepared so as to give the reader an idea, as exact as possible, of the months preceding the heavenly manifestations and apostolic mission of this man chosen by God. Manuel Alonso Corral met Clemente Dominguez in Seville on the 18th of May 1968, at the moment determined by Providence, for him to know, follow and share the stages he was to live as a seer. Because of his work, Manuel Alonso Corral was transferred from Madrid, where he had resided for more than 25 years, and reached this Marian, historic and beautiful city of Seville on the 15th of January 1968. As from the day he met Clemente, their friendship grew daily closer and more sincere. Clemente had been born in this city of Seville, in Cala Santander No. 13, today No. 5, quite close to the cathedral, on the 23rd of April 1946. He worked in an office as an accountant and lived quite simply. In the first days of their friendship, following a conversation they had together, Clemente revealed to him that in the space of a week he had had two dreams. The Most Holy Virgin had appeared to him and had vested him with the white habit of Saint Dominic. Clemente told him all this in a very natural way. Manuel gave it little importance. But Clemente, sure of the transcendence of these dreams, emphatically reaffirmed, "I will be a Dominican." But before continuing this short account of Clemente, we will give the reader a brief sketch of the start of the heavenly apparitions in El Palma de Troya. On the 30th of March 1968, the Most Holy Virgin of Carmel appeared for the first time to four girls from the village, Rafaela, Anna, Josefa, and Anna, over a lentisk tree, in the property La Alcaparosa. This tree called lentisk or mastic tree was plentiful on the property. Nothing remains of the lentisk tree of the first apparition, since the devotees used to cut off its branches as precious relics. A small wooden cross was set up in the exact spot, and around it prayers were recited and the seers received their heavenly visits. In this way the place chosen by the Most Holy Virgin for her first apparition was kept in remembrance. Later, Clemente, by then a seer, the Holy Face of Jesus and the image of Our Mother of Palma was set up in the spot of the lentisk, or lentisco. The apparition's property is situated about 1 kilometer from the village of El Palma de Troya, which lies some 15 kilometers from Utrera and pertains to the province of Seville, Spain. Following the first four girls, other seers arose. When Manuel met Clemente, Manuel had already visited the place of apparitions, out of mere curiosity, though with certain respect and interest. He spoke to Clemente of El Palma, which he too had already visited, and they traveled out to the apparitions in Manuel's car. During the different visits they made during the year 1968, their attitude was one of respectful curiosity, for at heart they admitted that something supernatural might be taking place. It was the 15th of October 1968. They were informed through one of the seeresses that the Most Holy Virgin had called for many to come that day to El Palma. Clemente and Manuel went to El Palma by night. When they arrived everything was over, as it was almost 11 at night. Nonetheless, something unpleasant awaited them at that hour. On reaching the entrance to the property they observed that a number of people were still there. They were moving about as though dancing in a circle around a woman while singing the Hail Marys of the Rosary, interspersed with sarcastic outbursts of laughter, guffaws and diabolic applause. The blood-curdling spectacle could be appreciated at that distance thanks to some lighted candles there. They dared not go up to the lentisco. They prayed some Hail Marys and went back to Seville. Some time later they were informed that a deranged woman, whom nobody knew, had sown confusion among those present by saying that she was the incarnation of the Virgin of the Pillar. As from that date, Clemente and Manuel practically ceased to visit El Palma. However, early in the summer of 1969, thanks to an article published in the ABC newspaper by a Jesuit father in defense of El Palma, they again felt an interest in those supernatural phenomena. This grew further owing to another note, also published in the ABC, by the elderly brother Nectario Maria, of acknowledged erudition, with an invitation to a talk he was to give in the La Salle Institution in Cala San Luis 35, in Seville. Clemente and Manuel went to hear the address. A good number of people were there, among them Don Anthony Votta and his wife. Brother Nectario Maria gave an interesting summary of the phenomena in El Palma, accompanied by documentary evidence. The presentation over, they were able to exchange a few words with Brother Nectario, and became further convinced that the apparitions might be true. A key date, However, in this historical sketch, was the 15th of August 1969, festivity of the Assumption of the Virgin. In the morning, Clemente and Manuel left to spend the day on the beach in Cadiz. But on our way they decided to stop over in El Palma de Troya. A group of people were waiting there for a Jesuit father, who might possibly say Mass in the afternoon. Shortly afterwards this priest arrived. They spoke with him and decided to stay on the whole day. More pilgrims resorted there in the afternoon. The Jesuit father said Holy Mass on an altar there beside the boundary wall, outside the apparition's sight. During Mass, Aceres had a vision of the Most Holy Virgin. It was the first time the two had been present at an ecstasy, though they were not very close to the Aceres. They received Holy Communion with much devotion and became convinced that the apparitions of El Palma were true. They then went up to the Lentisco, where another Aceres, in a marvelous ecstasy, was seeing the Lord. Suddenly they heard a powerful voice, that of Brother Nectario Maria, who said with assurance, Christ is present here. Clemente and Manuel trembled. It was the first time that they had heard that the Lord was appearing in El Palma. They also witnessed the vision of another Aceres, and noted a heady heavenly fragrance. From then on, their visits to El Palma were almost daily. They got to know the seers better, and received proofs of their authenticity. Very significant were the frequent attentions which the Lord and the Most Holy Virgin gave to Clemente through the different seers of El Palma, setting him out in singular fashion and showing a special preference for him. Without any doubt, heaven was preparing the way for the one to whom the most important messages would later be confided. Let us look at some of these occurrences. One of the seeresses revealed to Clemente that the Virgin had told her that he would come to have visions one day and that he would suffer greatly. One night at the Lentisco were a seeress with her husband, another seeress, Clemente Dominguez, a couple from Yerath, some others and Manuel. During the recital of the Holy Rosary, the two seeresses entered into ecstasy. Through the two seeresses, the Most Holy Virgin called Clemente to come up to her. The seeresses did not dare to speak. But Clemente felt a call like an interior force moving him to go up closer to the Lentisco. The Virgin went over to him, placed her hands upon his head and covered him with her entire body. One of the seeresses said, Look! Look! They were both witnessing the event. Something similar happened a few days later regarding the Lord, through a seeress in ecstasy. And in many other ways heaven gave repeated attentions to Clemente by way of the other seers. An unforgettable day for Clemente and Manuel was the 14th of September 1969, festivity of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. By then it was night. Shortly before, they had witnessed an ecstasy of Aceres, which had filled them with great peace. But the devil, making use of someone present there, disturbed Manuel's soul, filling him with doubts. Clemente and Manuel went down to the road. Anguished confusion seized hold of Manuel's mind and made him exclaim, I shall not come back to El Palma as long as the Virgin does not call me. Clemente wept. Of a sudden, a most powerful light came up from the horizon, slowly advancing until resting on the Lentisco, forming a great cross upon a pedestal of luminous flowers, and with a wonderful radiance. The emotion was indescribable. Clemente and Manuel went running back to the Lentisco. But halfway up, the marvelous vision disappeared. They asked three persons praying there if they had seen anything. They looked at them with surprise, answering negatively. A seer was also there, he confirmed the vision, and presently entered into a marvelous ecstasy. They continued to frequent El Palma. Clemente and Manuel did the way of the cross every day, and sometimes led the prayers in the Lentisco, and that pleased the people there, especially the seers. They had the opportunity on several occasions to see the ecstasies of the first four girls, of extraordinary candor. They met and formed a great friendship with one of the other seeresses, whose ecstasies gave them great peace of soul. They also witnessed some visions of other seers. Clemente made known his desire of seeing the Virgin. He had often prayed for this. It was on the 30th of September 1969 when Clemente had his first vision. 1 year and a half had transpired since the first apparition in El Palma. A good number of people were praying in the Lentisco, among them a seeress. It was nightfall. Suddenly they heard a sigh from Clemente, and he said that he was seeing the figures of two people, one tall and the other shorter, walking slowly towards the Lentisco from the upper part of the property. The two figures, which were dark, whose facial features the seer was unable to discern, halted some meters up from the Lentisco. Clemente, at the same time as he saw them, was conscious of the place and of the people around him. He understood from the details, somewhat hazy, of their bodies, that they were the Lord and Padre Pio. The vision over, the seeress who had also witnessed the apparition confirmed that they were the Lord and Padre Pio. A few days later, he had an identical vision, and in the same circumstances, with another seeress. From this time on, Clemente had visions frequently. He also saw the Virgin, Saint Joseph and other saints, but in the same way as the first two visions, dark and unable to see their faces clearly. The 8th of December 1969, Festivity of the Immaculate Conception, was a memorable day for Clemente. In the morning Clemente and Manuel went to El Palma to stay there the whole day. They met up with a good number of people there. Towards mid-morning Clemente entered into ecstasy at the vision of the Immaculate Virgin. Minutes later, the Lord appeared, as Christ the King. It was the first time that the seer had seen the Lord and the Virgin clearly. He saw all the details of their figures and faces perfectly. Clemente fell to the ground in rapture, with the loss of all his senses. From that date, in all Clemente's visions, he had perfectly clear perception. But in the evening, by then dark, heaven regaled him with further wonderful visions. First the Most Holy Virgin appeared, surrounded by angels, who bore habits of the Order of Saint Dominic. Shortly afterwards the Lord appeared, and later a saint. The Lord indicated to the seer that it was Saint Dominic. This holy founder of the Dominicans announced to Clemente the presence of Saint Joseph, who also became visible. For the first time the seer heard the voice of the Lord, of the Virgin and those of the two saints. The vision, however, became ever more impressive. Clemente received the white habit of Saint Dominic from the hands of the Most Holy Virgin, which the angels brought up and vested him with. Shortly afterwards he also received the sacred vestments of a priest, and recited the parts of the Mass in Latin, dictated to him by Saint Joseph, except for the consecration. So that readers make no error of interpretation, it should be said that all this happened mystically, since the seer saw himself thus vested in the vision. Those surrounding the seer only perceived his gestures and heard his voice. This ecstasy was indescribably beautiful and touching. Clemente received his first message from the lips of Saint Dominic on the 10th of December 1969, recommending the recital of the Holy Rosary of the Our Fathers. Something very significant, however, took place that day. When they reached El Palma, the entrance to the site, which was beside the large cross at the surrounding wall, was closed. That was the primitive entrance. Clemente fell into ecstasy. He saw that Saint Joseph moved down from the lentisco to the wall, close to us. Here the same celebration of Mass which was spoken of on the 8th was repeated, as was to happen on further occasions days later. The Lord and Saint Dominic also appeared. When the ecstasy ended, they could see that a new entrance had been opened up, the one which exists today. They could not get over their surprise, as no one had heard the least noise. Only Don Antonio Votta told us that during Clemente's ecstasy, he went to place his hand upon the wall and it fell down. Something strange, as it was sufficiently strong not to fall down so easily. Clemente remarked that Saint Joseph had stood on the wall right at the new entrance. They all understood that it was this saint who had opened it. They did not dare to enter. At last they went inside the property with certain trepidation and, when they had taken some steps, Clemente saw Saint Joseph who, from the entrance, with his staff indicated that they should go up to the lentisco. On the 12th of December 1969, Clemente had a vision of Saint Dominic, who told him, "See now at my right hand the divine countenance of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, my son, the face of him who gave all, to his last breath, for your sins and for the sins of the whole world." And the holy face of Jesus appeared, dolorous and bleeding. Saint Dominic then gave him the important messages on the holy face, the spreading of the holy face throughout the world, the holy way of the cross and the reparatory communion of the first Thursdays, making reparation for the outrages done to our Lord's divine countenance. Until the holy face was set up in the lentisco, they used to bring up a picture of the Lord's face, before which they said the prayers. It happened very often that Clemente, in his ecstasies, would take the picture into his hands, raise it and bless everyone, in Latin, by order of the Lord. Clemente, when still almost a child, belonged to the Congregation of the Holy Face based in the parish of St. Clement, of the Tabernacle, annexed to the cathedral. This parish church, where Clemente was baptized, was presided by a painting of the Holy Face and an image of Pope St. Clement on the main altar. The Holy Face of the Lentisco, by order of heaven to Clemente, was set up on the 2nd of February 1970. The image of the Divine Shepherdess was set up and blessed on the 1st and 2nd of March 1972. Our Mother of El Palma was enshrined in the lentisco on the 12th of September 1972. Together with Clemente's admirable visions over many years, he also received the grace of the stigmata of the Passion of Christ, in his hands, on his forehead, on his head and in his right side, mysteries which were repeated on several occasions. He received some of these stigmata in the presence of many of those who frequented the sacred place of El Palma de Troya. Because of the heavenly messages Clemente received, he had interviews with the most important prelates of the Roman Church, the majority by then very degenerate, of Spain and of many other nations of Europe and America. In view of their obstinate attitudes, he stood up to many of those prelates and asserted the rights of God and Church according as the Lord and the Virgin Mary had instructed him. On several occasions, he visited Cardinal St. Alfred Ottaviani at his residence in Rome, in order for him to relay messages to Pope St. Paul VI regarding the Church and the Pope's own pontificate. In some of those messages, names and details of cardinal and bishop traitors were given. On one occasion, in a supreme display of courage, Clemente Dominguez handed over the messages of El Palma to Pope St. Paul VI himself in a papal audience. This glorious Pope, St. Paul VI, who was aware of the heavenly apparitions and messages, never condemned the work of El Palma de Troya. Clemente was the victim of tremendous persecution, promoted by the enemies of El Palma. Even in the place of apparitions itself, he was persecuted by many who frequented the sacred place. Very much to blame were other seers, who cravenly betrayed their own messages, and in that way discredited those which Clemente received. Clemente Dominguez y Gómez was the great defender of Pope St. Paul VI, and with courage and resolve revealed to the world that the Pope was the victim of Vatican Freemasonry, and that the Freemasons there administered powerful drugs to him to nullify his free will. On the 23rd of December 1975, the then Clemente Dominguez y Gómez founded the Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face by order of the Lord. The members of the Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face are the Marian Apostles of the Last Times, also called Crossbearers. It is the last and only religious order of the last times, and the true continuer of the Order of Mount Carmel founded by the Holy Prophet Elias and later reformed by the exalted doctress Saint Teresa of Jesus. In the Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face is contained the spirit of all the other religious orders founded throughout the history of the Church. The Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face comprises three branches: first, the friars; second, the nuns; and third, the tertiary faithful. All members of the one, holy, Catholic, Apostolic and Palmarian Church belong, each in their respective branch, to this last religious order. Just as the ancient Carmelite order prepared the first coming of Christ as Messias, so the Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face prepares the second coming of Christ to judge everyone and establish the Messianic Kingdom. The Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face has as its primordial missions, that of preparing the second coming of Christ, and that of battling tenaciously against Antichrist and his infernal hosts. On the 1st of January 1976, in the sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya, Clemente was ordained priest by Archbishop St. Peter Martin No Ding Tuc and, on the 11th of January that same year, was consecrated bishop by the same prelate, who had come from Rome to accomplish this transcendent mission. After his consecration as bishop, Father Clemente Dominguez carried out many ordinations and consecrations, thereby forming the Palmarian Episcopal College. All this was the cause of fierce persecution, instigated by the official Roman Church hierarchy, to the extent that, on the 6th of April 1976, Father Clemente Dominguez, together with Father Manuel Alonso and other bishops and friars of his, left Spain for exile, by order of a judge of Utrera, owing to constant pressure from the apostate Cardinal of Seville, José María Bueno Monreal, a fierce persecutor of the apparitions of El Palma de Troya, despite the numerous proofs he had received of the veracity of these apparitions. On the 29th of May 1976, during one of his tireless apostolic journeys, Father Clemente Dominguez lost both eyes in a car accident, an unimaginable suffering for him. Notwithstanding, now blind, he continued the same intense apostolate through Spain and other European and American nations as before, and in his sermons proclaimed the true faith, tradition, and holy morals, vigorously defended Pope St. Paul VI, under attack from progressivists and traditionalists, and denounced above all the heresies and depravities being spread by cardinals and bishops from the Vatican and different dioceses. The bishop primate of El Palma de Troya, first as Father Clemente and later with the name Father Ferdinand, was the voice clamoring in the church in the name of the Roman sovereign pontiff, who was not permitted to act or speak freely. On the 4th of August 1976, our Lord Jesus Christ, in one of his marvelous apparitions, promised the primacy of the church to Father Clemente, in these words: "You will be the future Peter, the Pope who will consolidate faith and integrity in the church, battling against heresies with mighty strength, because legions of angels will assist you. The great Pope Gregory, the glory of the olives." On the 1st of January 1977, Bishop Father Clemente canonically crowned the sacred image which today presides in the Camarine of the Lentisco under the title of Our Crowned Mother of Palma. Years later, he also crowned the images of Most Holy Joseph and of Saint Teresa of Jesus. On the 20th of January 1977, by order of the Most Holy Virgin Mary, Bishop Father Clemente changed his baptismal name to that of Father Ferdinand. By God's express wish, and until the demise of Pope St. Paul VI, Bishop Father Ferdinand held the most high office of sub-vicar of Christ in the Church. On the 6th of August 1978, Bishop Father Ferdinand, being in Santa Fe de Bogotá in Colombia, Pope St. Paul VI passed away. From that moment, by command of God, he went on to occupy the throne of St. Peter with the name Gregory XVII, de Gloria Olive. Shortly afterwards, our Lord Jesus Christ, accompanied by Apostles St. Peter and St. Paul, appeared and placed the sacred tiara on the head of the new Pope, who was thus crowned in a mysterious and profound way. Among many other things, the Lord told him, "Only the simple and humble of heart will acknowledge the man who is the true Pope, Pope Gregory XVII. The great pontificate of the glory of the Olives begins. The Pope announced by many mystics, by many prophecies. He also told him that an antipope would emerge from the conclave in Rome. Present at this great event of the apparition of our Lord Jesus Christ was the Bishop Secretary of State, Father Isidore Mary, Manuel Alonso in the world. On the 9th of August that same year, the Vicar of Christ, St. Gregory XVII, arrived by plane at El Palma de Troya from Colombia, and in this mysterious way the Cathedral of St. Peter was translated from Rome to El Palma de Troya, which went on to become the Apostolic See of the True Church, one, Holy Catholic, Apostolic, and Palmarian, also called the Palmarian Christian Church of the Carmelites of the Holy Face. On the 15th of August that same year took place the solemn official coronation of the Palmarian Sovereign Pontiff, namely his external, visible coronation, at the hands of four bishops who placed the sacred tiara upon his head. Thus began the history of the papacy in El Palma de Troya, with the mission of restoring and upholding doctrinal and disciplinary integrity in Christ's Church, by means of profound reforms and magisterial teachings. Following the death of Pope St. Paul VI, the Roman Church's general apostasy was consummated and it ceased to be the true Church of Christ. This apostasy drew in its wake the entire Catholic world, with the exception of the remnant who held firm to the Church's true doctrine, the Palmarian faithful under the staff of the true Vicar of Christ, Pope St. Gregory XVII, with see in El Palma de Troya. In opposition to this truth, a false shepherd was appointed to the apostate Roman See, the sinister antipope John Paul I the Freemason, wolf in sheep's clothing, whose motto was De Meditate Lune, meaning of the half moon, symbol of schism and heresy, and following his sham, short-lived pontificate, another false shepherd was appointed, Antipope John Paul II the Freemason, voracious beast, salient precursor of Antichrist, whose motto was De Labore Salis, meaning eclipse of the sun, who was bold enough to interpose between the sun, Pope St. Gregory XVII, and mankind, giving rise to the greatest spiritual eclipse hitherto known. Antipope John Paul II was the foremost propagator of heresy and other depravity. Pope St. Gregory XVII the Very Great, brandishing his flaming sword, was exalted whip against every heresy and other kinds of contamination spread throughout the world by sowers of iniquity. This Vicar of Christ vigorously anathematized the apostate Roman Church's anti-popes and all their followers. This sovereign pontiff, as zealous guardian of the house of the Lord, kept watch over the door of the fold entrusted to him by Christ, preventing the ferocious wolves from entering to scatter and devour the flock, and at the same time he expelled all those who, camouflaged, sought to corrupt the church from within. This great caudillo of the Tajo, with the canons of his infallible doctrine and his inflexible discipline, proclaimed the great crusade of the apocalyptic age by means of a doctrinal and disciplinary, yet militaristic, edict in defense of the rights of God and of the church. With him began the caudilloship of the Tajo, and consequently the Carmelite or cross-bearer caudilloship of the last times. Pope St. Gregory XVII went out on numerous apostolic journeys, through Europe, America, Asia, Oceania, and Africa, preaching everywhere. On one of them, the longest, he visited the Palmarian dioceses of the five continents. On several occasions he was in Jerusalem and other places in Israel connected with the life, passion and other mysteries of Christ and Mary. Pope St. Gregory XVII was the great apocalyptic messenger. Thanks to his messages, the world has come to know the whole truth regarding these last times or apocalyptic era. He had the valor and boldness to make known the great events. Thanks to his fidelity to the messages he received from God, mankind is aware of the content of the secret message of Fatima, falsified and betrayed by the reprobate Cyrus, Sister Lucia of Fatima herself, in collusion with the reprobate antipope John Paul II and other high dignitaries of the apostate Roman Church. Sister Lucia of Fatima betrayed the truth of the secret message of Fatima to please high Vatican prelates. The secret message of Fatima is fundamentally as follows: communism and Freemasonry will scale the highest office and the other chief posts in the Vatican. This was consummated when the anti-papacy was established in Rome following Pope St. Paul VI's death. Following Sister Lucia of Fatima's death, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to Pope St. Gregory XVII on the 22nd of February 2005 and gave him the following message: "The apostate Sister Lucia of Fatima is in the eternal fire of hell." Pope St. Gregory XVII performed the most arduous and transcendent task of giving continuity in the sacred place of El Palma de Troya to the Holy Church founded by our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the great restorer and reformer of sacred rites and of holy morals. Thanks to his untiring labor as sovereign pontiff and infallible teacher, he exceedingly enriched the doctrinal and disciplinary treasure of the Church and consolidated faith and morals. Saint Gregory XVII was a giant pope. Consequently, Pope Saint Peter II gave him the title Very Great, not granted to any other pope since Saint Peter. Glorious Pope Saint Gregory XVII the Very Great passed away at 3:30 p.m. on the 21st of March in the year 2005, Holy Monday, in his cell in the papal residence in the Finca de Nuestra Madre del Palma Coronada, El Palma de Troya. Glorious Pope Saint Gregory XVII the Very Great, though he died on the 21st of March in the year 2005, nonetheless sublimely consummated his most fecund life while celebrating the Holy Sacrifice of Mass on the previous day, the 20th of March, on the main altar of the Cathedral Basilica of Our Crowned Mother of El Palma, for while at that sacred altar he fell grievously ill, and in this way was mystically crucified on the cross of Calvary, since Holy Mass is the same sacrifice of Calvary or sacrifice of the cross. This is the supreme aspiration which every minister of the Lord should have, and consequently the greatest honor a priest can have. Pope Saint Gregory XVII was solemnly canonized by his successor Pope Saint Peter II on the 24th of March in the year 2005, festivity of Holy Thursday. He lies buried in the Cathedral Basilica of Our Crowned Mother of El Palma. Declared Very Great Doctor of the Church by Pope Saint Peter II the Great on the 23rd of April 2005. On the 29th of July 2005, Pope Saint Peter II the Great infallibly defined that the soul of Pope Saint Gregory XVII the Very Great, de gloria olive, did not pass through purgatory, but went straight to heaven. Manuel Alonso, Clemente's inseparable companion, was witness to the supernatural mystical phenomena evidenced in the happy and illustrious seer. He was the great propagator of the Palmarian messages given to Clemente Dominguez, and accompanied him on many of his apostolic journeys throughout the world. They both lost their jobs unfairly on account of their valiant defense of the work of El Palma, permitted by God so that from then on they might dedicate themselves wholly to the apostolate. And as the divine work of El Palma de Troya was fiercely persecuted by the progressivist and ruinous hierarchy of the Roman Church, then ruled by Pope Saint Paul VI, Manuel Alonso, too, had to defend the apparitions of El Palma with great energy and tenacity. On the 1st of January 1976, at the request of the Most Holy Virgin, Manuel Alonso was ordained priest together with Clemente by Archbishop Saint Peter Martin Ngo Dinh Tuc, who had arrived from Rome. And on the 11th of January 1976, he was consecrated bishop by the same prelate. By order of heaven, he received the name of Father Isidore Mary. During the sessions of the Holy, Great, Dogmatic Palmarian Councils, Most Reverend Father Isidore Mary, Secretary of State, took part as principal collaborator in the different gatherings. By order of Pope Gregory XVII, Father Isidro Mary traveled to different parts of the world preaching and teaching Palmarian Catholic doctrine. He was Secretary of State throughout the whole of Pope Saint Gregory XVII's pontificate, and is co-founder of the Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face. On the 24th of October in the year 2000, Pope Saint Gregory XVII the Very Great named him as his successor on the Cathedral of Saint Peter. At the death of Pope Saint Gregory XVII the Very Great, Father Isidore rose to the pontifical throne with the name of Peter II, de Cruce Apocalyptica. Pope Saint Peter II, with energy and valor, shepherded the flock of the Palmarian Catholic Church. With true commitment and fidelity to the divine plans, he completed the publication of the Holy Palmarian Bible and other documents. In a world of general apostasy, Pope Saint Peter II, as Good Shepherd, by way of his apostolic letters and dogmatic definitions, defended and proclaimed sacrosanct doctrine and morals with courage, and thus combated errors and other moral degeneracy. Fruit of his glorious pontificate as well as Palmarian ecclesiastical history. He infallibly defined that Antichrist was born in the year 2000 in Bethlehem, the same town in which our Lord Jesus Christ was born. Pope Saint Peter II died in holiness at 8:07 p.m. on the 15th of July 2011, eve of the feast of the 16th of July, in his cell in the papal apartment, and is buried in the Cathedral Basilica of Our Crowned Mother of Palma. At present the Holy Palmarian Church is ruled by His Holiness Pope Peter III, de Gloria Ecclesia. This glorious Vicar of Christ, with true commitment and maximum fidelity, continues to shepherd the flock of the Palmarian Catholic Church confided to him by her divine founder, our Lord Jesus Christ. With great love and sincere faith, Pope Peter III valiantly continues the work of Pope Saint Peter II, combating errors and all other moral degeneracy in mankind. Thus guiding the Church, this supreme Palmarian Shepherd is preparing us to receive Christ in His glorious second coming to establish the Messianic Kingdom on earth. Summary of the contents. Of the most important messages. Given in El Palma de Troya. 1. The true Church today is the one, Holy, Catholic, Apostolic, and Palmarian, previously Roman. 2. The defense of the authentic Catholic faith contained in sacred scripture, in holy tradition, in the authentic magisterium of the Church, in the sacred councils, in the doctrine of the Holy Fathers. 3. Love, obedience and submission to the sacred person of the Pope as Vicar of Christ, infallible rock, first St. Paul VI with see in Rome, then Gregory XVII with see in El Palma de Troya. 4. The re-establishment of the Holy Mass as the authentic sacrifice of the altar, and the abolition of the Novus Ordo Pseudo-Mass introduced into the Roman Church. 5. The re-establishment of Latin as the official language of the Church, as likewise of incense, sacred music and gold for divine worship, the soutane for the priest, the veil and decorum for the woman in church. 6. Love, respect and authentic adoration of the sacred Eucharist, the obligation of receiving Holy Communion kneeling and on the tongue, the condemnation of communion administered to those standing as irreverent, and in the hand as sacrilegious. 7. Love, respect and veneration for the Most Holy Virgin Mary as Mother of God and Mother of the Church, the defense of Marian dogmas, of her sacred images, her worship and the place which corresponds to her due to her lofty dignity in the Church. 8. Love and devotion to the saints, especially to glorious patriarch Saint Joseph, the veneration of their images, as also devotion to the holy souls of purgatory. 9. A continuous exhortation to prayer and penance, Holy Mass, Holy Communion, nocturnal and diurnal adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament, meditation on the Passion of the Lord by means of the exercise of the Holy Way of the Cross, the recital of the Holy Rosary as most powerful armament against Satan, and other devotions recommended by Holy Mother Church. 10. Reparation for the offences given to the Holy Face of Jesus, to His Most Sacred Heart and to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, by way of the reparatory communions of the first Thursdays, first Fridays and first Saturdays of the month, respectively. 11. Condemnation of progressivism, destructive of holy tradition, and of the heresies spread about within the very bosom of the Roman Church by many priests and including by some bishops and cardinals. 12. Condemnation of Marxism and Freemasonry, prophets of Antichrist. 13. Exhortation to vigilance and to prayer, for communism and Freemasonry had gained entry into the Church, and occupied high posts. 14. The announcement of a schism in the Church, with the appointment of an antipope, which occurred following the death of St. Paul VI on 6 August 1978, and the election by Christ on that same day of the true successor, Pope St. Gregory XVII. 15. The announcement of the arrival of Antichrist, who will have himself adored as God, the triumph of communist power in the world. 16. The announcement of a coming terrible world war which will destroy many cities, the purification of the world by fire and chastisement of the perverse. 17. The triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the defeat of Satan, the second coming of Christ, and Christ's total and absolute reign. All this is to happen quite soon. Clarification on the Holy Sacrifice of Mass. By Pope St. Peter II the Great. 1. From the start of the apparitions in El Palma de Troya, in the sacred place of the Lentisco, Holy Mass was always celebrated according to the Latin Tridentine Rite of St. Pio V, rite made binding on the Universal Church by that Pope. 2. No other rite was ever celebrated in the Lentisco of El Palma de Troia until Pope St. Gregory XVII the Very Great, in his Apostolic Constitution and Dogmatic Definitions of 9 October in the year 1983, abolished the Tridentine Rite, replacing it by the Palmarian Rite. 3. Therefore, until the Apostolic Constitution of 9 October 1983 of Pope St. Gregory XVII the Very Great on the universal imposition of the Holy Palmarian Mass, whenever our Lord Jesus Christ and the Most Holy Virgin Mary asked for the celebration of Holy Mass, it was always the Latin Tridentine Rite of St. Pio V. 4. The Holy Palmarian Mass was elaborated with direct and indirect interventions of our Lord Jesus Christ and of the Most Holy Virgin Mary, with profound studies on the part of Pope St. Gregory XVII the Very Great, and with the collaboration of the Venerable Fathers of the Holy Great Dogmatic Palmarian Council. 5. The rite of the Holy Palmarian Mass is very similar to that used by our Lord Jesus Christ in the first Mass at the Cenacle on Holy Thursday. The entire Holy Palmarian Mass is essentially priestly, since all its constituent acts are so. 6. Owing to the general apostasy of the Roman Church and the consequent loss of an immense number of Masses, because of the inescapable need to make reparation to God, and bearing in mind that the greatest misfortune that can occur to the world is the lack of innumerable Masses, the Holy Palmarian Mass was inspired by the Holy Ghost so that the few priests in communion with the true Church, namely the Palmarian, may celebrate a greater number of Holy Masses, as never before in the history of the Church, given the brevity of the Holy Palmarian Mass. In Holy Mass, at each altar, the authentic propitiatory sacrifice of reparation is perpetuated, drawing down abundant graces and blessings upon the world and the entire universe. Messages given to the seer. Clemente Dominguez y Gomez. Today Pope Saint Gregory XVII the Very Great. On the Holy Face of Our Lord Jesus Christ. 12th of December 1969. Saint Dominic de Guzman. Sacred Place of the Lentisco of El Palma de Troya. Saint Dominic de Guzman appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. Let the adoration of the Holy Face of the Lord be spread throughout the world. Let the way of the cross be made contemplating the divine face of Jesus Christ, commemorating his passion, death and resurrection in union with the dolors of the blessed ever Immaculate Virgin Mary, begging forgiveness for all sins, offenses, insults and sacrileges proffered to the divine face. Let Holy Communion be received on the first Thursday of every month throughout all the years leading up to the coming of the Lord, now close at hand, making 20 minutes of reparation, giving thanks to God and begging for the conversion of Russia. All those who adore the Holy Face and make this reparatory communion will receive the grace to die in holiness. The salvation of the world lies in doing what has been dictated in this message. 12th of December 1969. Saint Therese of the Child Jesus and of the Holy Face. She said to Clemente Dominguez, "My children, whenever you kiss Jesus' divine countenance you will say, Adorable face of our Lord Jesus Christ, vilely outraged by my sins, grant me the strength necessary to defend thee with my life." 14th of December 1969. On this day Saint Dominic de Guzman asked that the Holy Face be placed in the sacred place of the Lentisco as soon as possible. 15th of December 1969. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. Saint Dominic de Guzman appeared to Clemente Dominguez and told him, "Saint Dominic de Guzman, my son, now look to my right and contemplate the divine countenance. The Lord now speaks to you. The Holy Face. Truly, truly I tell you, that to all of you who have adored my divine face with faith, humility and compassion, and have meditated on my passion and death, holding yourselves to blame for my death, I promise infinite graces and will never abandon you. I promise that you will see my divine face for all eternity. You should pray many rosaries of the Our Fathers, adore my face, make the way of the cross, receive Holy Communion every first Thursday of every month throughout all the years leading up to my forthcoming arrival among you, which will be very soon, and you will enjoy unalterable peace. Satan will be bound up for all eternity. You will never again suffer either sickness, or anything that causes pain, because sin will be forever banished from souls. The Immaculate Conception. My Divine Son has told you that whoever asks for graces by my mediation will receive them, and I tell you that I will not hear anyone who does not adore the face of my Divine Son. The Sacred Heart of Jesus. My Son, I will not show compassion for anyone who adores my Divine Heart and does not adore my Divine Countenance, since whoever adores the heart adores the whole body. I will not hear anyone who adores my heart and my face and then despises the Eucharist. My divine face is the coin which all can offer up in order to obtain graces. 17th of December 1969. Sacred Place of the Lentisco of El Palma de Troya. Apparition and message to Clemente Dominguez. The Holy Face. Truly, truly I tell you, that all who adore my divine countenance will contemplate it for all eternity, and whoever outrages it will never see it again. 1st of January 1970. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. Apparitions and messages to Clemente Dominguez. The Holy Face. My children, you are on the way to holiness, because whoever adores my face will receive the grace of holiness, and everything that you ask of my mother after adoring my face, she will grant you. The Eternal Father. My children, I had this adoration of the divine countenance of my Son prepared from before the creation of man, as it was already in my mind. My children, whoever adores my Son's divine face will have my blessing and I will placate the wrath I have prepared for the world. My children, do not forget that I want you to adore the divine face of my Son. 2nd of January 1970. Cathedral Church of Seville. Apparition and message to Clemente Dominguez. The Sacred Heart of Jesus. My Son, for the offenses that my divine face receives, my heart bleeds. Every person who adores my divine face will receive graces from my merciful heart to obtain everlasting life. 4th of January 1970. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. Apparition and message to Clemente Dominguez. Saint Therese of the Child Jesus. Everyone who bears the name of the Holy Face dies in holiness, by the grace of Jesus Christ and the mediation of Mary, your mother. 22nd of January 1970. sacred place of the Lentisco of El Palma de Troya. A group of people were opposed to the enthronement of the Holy Face in the Lentisco. Apparition and message to Clemente Dominguez. The Eternal Father. Why do they obstinately oppose setting up the Holy Face of my Son in this sacred place when that is my will? Some say that everything is in the crucified Christ. Perchance the heart is not in the crucified Lord, yet devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus was established in accord with my will. Likewise my will is to establish the adoration of my Son's divine countenance. Whoever does not value adoration of the Holy Face will have difficulty in reaching the heavenly paradise. The fact of setting up the crucifix is no hindrance to setting up the Holy Face as well. My children, have charity. Invoke the Virgin, my beloved daughter, so that adoration of the Holy Face may triumph. I bless you again, as I love you all. The Eternal Father asked for the picture of the Holy Face, took it into his hands and kissed it. 2 February 1970. Sacred Place of Apparitions of El Palma de Troya. Feast of the Purification of the Most Holy Virgin Mary. The painting of the Holy Face was brought up from the property entrance to the place of the Lentisco to be enthroned, while the Holy Way of the Cross was recited. On the way up, at 6:14 in the afternoon, there was a dance of the sun. In the sun appear the Holy Face and the Most Holy Virgin. Above the sun, the Eternal Father, who said to Clemente, "My children, this work is mine. I bless you." At 8 in the evening, after doing the Stations of the Cross, the Holy Face of our Lord Jesus Christ was enshrined in the place of the Lentisco. A most solemn adoration of the Holy Face was held immediately afterwards. Our Lord Jesus Christ. My children, I thank you for having come to this sacred place contemplating my passion, by which you have drawn many souls out of purgatory, and many sinners have been converted in the world, and there have been cures in the world through your prayers united to my passion. Whenever you come, let all my divine countenance, which reflects the torments I underwent for your sins in order to lead you to eternal life with my Father. The Eternal Father. My dear children, all the honors you give to my divine Son you give to me, and all you offer up by way of him I accept, and all you ask in his name I grant. My children, contemplate the Holy Face of my divine Son, meditate on his passion. For your salvation he died on the cross, and have compassion for the sufferings he underwent being righteous. My children, I tell you that whenever you adore the countenance of my only begotten Son I will show myself merciful to you all, and my anger will abate. 2 February 1970. In a private home. The Immaculate Conception. I am very pleased that the divine countenance of my Son has been enshrined. Many graces will come down upon those who adore him. 5 February 1970. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. First Thursday of the month. The Lord appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Soon mankind will see my glorious face and will marvel at my second coming. Alas! Alas! If the whole world would adore my countenance, how things would change. But the opposite is done, they despise it. 8 February 1970. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. Apparition and message to Clemente Dominguez. Our Lord Jesus Christ. My children, every time you make atonement to my divine countenance, my heart fills with mercy and converts many sinners. My children, make sure you all have the divine face at home. I promise you that, wherever it is found, peace will enter and abundant graces will come down upon that home. I promise, at the hour of surrendering your souls to me, to show myself full of mercy, since my Father wants the devotion to my divine countenance to save mankind. Whenever you have trials, problems or are in trouble, adore my divine countenance and my mother will pray for you, since towards those who adore my sacred face she shows herself full of great love for those children and does not deny them her help. I will grant overflowing graces to all who adore it and spread it throughout the world. 20 February 1970. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. The Virgin Mary appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. The Most Holy Virgin Mary. Do not allow the divine face of my Son to be profaned. It is the path to the Heavenly Father. 12 April 1970. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. The Virgin Mary appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. The Most Holy Virgin Mary under the title of Carmel. My Son, I address you all, as Mother of Jesus and yours, to tell you to meditate in your hearts, and placed in my hands, the greeting you give to me in the Hail Holy Queen. Meditate especially on the part where you say show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb Jesus. That is why I have come, to show you my divine Son Jesus, and I show him to you in his divine face, disfigured, maltreated, bloodied, spat upon, who became a victim to offer himself up to your heavenly Father to cleanse you of your sins and redeem you for eternal life. I say to you that those who do not yet understand the place that my divine Son should have, should adore his divine face to console my sorrowful heart, so that someday you may thus understand, because you owe it to him as your God and Redeemer. My children, if you do not understand how meritorious it is to adore the holy face of my divine Son, think like this: I am going to adore the divine face of our Lord Jesus Christ to gladden the immaculate and sorrowful heart of my mother, the Most Holy Virgin. In this way you shall understand that I am the channel by which to go to Jesus, your Savior and King of the universe, by the will of the Heavenly Father. 28th of May 1970. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. Festivity of Corpus Christi. The Lord had previously given instructions to Clemente Dominguez on the Holy Face scapula, and some were made up and brought out to the Lentisco. In this apparition, the Lord gave the official message on this scapula. Apparition and message to Clemente Dominguez. Our Lord Jesus Christ. My children, here I am among you, come up and adore me. Always wear this emblem of my sacred face. You will make it out of the same material as my mother's holy scapula. You will thus have my holy mother's protection and mine, and on it will put the words, Lord, show us thy face and we shall be saved. You will always wear it around your necks. The scapula will comprise, firstly, in front my divine face, the back will have the two hearts, mine and my mother's. I promise to take those who die wearing it, by my mother's mediation, to eternal happiness at the very moment they depart this world, and I promise to keep their families steadfast in the faith. A day will come when you shall have to give testimony in the face of the enemies with this scapula, and some of you will suffer for displaying my insignia, but greater will be the grace you shall gain in eternal life. Do not delay in wearing this scapula, since my mother will be overjoyed, as she is happier with both of us always together, mother and son. The Lord laid the scapula of the Holy Face on the Sir Clemente Dominguez, blessed and left. 15th of June 1970. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. The Lord appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. The Sacred Heart of Jesus. My children, if you look closely at the expression on my divine countenance, you will come to understand how merciful my most sacred heart is. The mirror of my heart is my face, by it you know that I have a humble, merciful, great heart, able to contain all Christians, loving to the point of shedding the last drop of blood for all men. Can there be greater love than total surrender for the beloved, in which all men are included? Look closely at my countenance, bloodied, buffeted, dirtied and lacerated by the affronts I received from the ungodly. Think for a moment, how pained, anguished and hurt my heart must have felt. Therefore, I ask you to make reparation to my divine countenance to console my suffering heart. My children, going ahead this way, you will come to love the Eucharist intensely. That is my love carried to excess, to give my body to eat and my blood to drink, to nourish souls so that they win eternal happiness. My children, do you know what caused the greatest sorrow to my most holy mother? Well, it was to see my countenance unrecognizable, without the beauty she had so often caressed in her holy hands. It brought on such pain to her immaculate heart seeing my face swollen. I looked more like a leper than her son. And do you know the greatest joy my most holy mother had, after my passion? It was my glorious countenance, in which my divinity was to be seen. Well, every time you make reparation to my divine countenance, you console the immaculate and sorrowful heart of my most holy mother, and every time my countenance is spurned, my mother receives a stab in her heart. 6th of August 1970. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. Apparitions and messages to Clemente Dominguez. First Thursday of the month. The Most Holy Virgin Mary appeared, blessed and kissed the scapulars of the Holy Face. Shortly afterwards our Lord Jesus Christ appeared, and also blessed, kissed and touched the scapulars, clothed four persons present with them. The Most Holy Virgin clarifies the following phrase of a previous message given by the Lord on the scapula of the Holy Face: I promise to take those who die wearing it, by my mother's mediation, to eternal happiness at the very moment they leave this world. The Most Holy Virgin Mary under the title of Carmel. My son, there is no need to state that the conditions given in divine law and in the commandments of the Church have to be satisfied. Precisely all those who wear this scapula will always have perfect awareness for observing the commandments, since by this means my divine Son engraves on their hearts the image of his face, so that the enemy is unable to resist the light of the Most High, and decides to withdraw. Hence all those who wear this scapula perfect themselves, and come to love the Eucharist more intensely, since the Holy Face is the mirror of the Eucharist. 7th of August 1970. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. First Friday of the month. the Lord appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. The Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. My children, so that you come to understand the great love, mercy and total dedication of my divine heart, you needs must fasten your gaze upon my divine countenance, mirror of my heart. When you see my face beaten, bruised, blood-stained and covered with spittle, think, how my divine Redeemer suffered in the very depths of his heart, and how he loved his children. When you see my face full of radiance and glory, think, my divine Savior has forgiven me since I have seen the pardon which sprang from his heart reflected on his face. My children, referring to the scapular of the Holy Face, now you have a scapular worthy of heroes, for the day will come when you shall be persecuted, since many will not admit devotion to my divine countenance, nor to my most sacred heart, nor to the Immaculate Heart of the Virgin Mary, my mother and yours, but you shall have to give testimony with this scapular. My children, love my divine countenance with all your hearts and you will succeed in understanding the mercy that my most sacred heart pours out in abundance, and then you will only think of receiving me in the Eucharist, that is where all the love of a God is centered, a God who has given himself up to death on the cross and, still not satisfied, desired to remain in bread and wine to be nourishment for his children. And if to all this you join the immense heart of a mother who watches over you and is constantly passing her children through her heart to purify them to be able to deliver them over to me, I can give you no more, because I have given you everything. So then, whoever wishes to be saved has the way marked out by God himself, who does not want any child to be damned. Never leave out these three reparatory communions. These three reparatory communions are, to the most divine face of Jesus, on the first Thursday of each month, to the most sacred heart of Jesus, on the first Friday of each month, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, on the first Saturday of each month. My children, listen well, those who start by disregarding devotion to my divine face will be on the way to neglecting devotion to my most sacred heart. And what is worse, they will come to despise the Eucharist, for these devotions are means which I, in an excess of love, have given as treats to my children so that they may eat the bread of life, which is the Eucharist. 9th of August 1970. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. The Eternal Father appeared to Clemente Dominguez on an immense cloud. He descended to where we were and we could kiss his feet. He also embraced us twice. He was surrounded by angels. After giving the message, he rose up again to heaven. Heaven opened and Clemente Dominguez was able to contemplate several mansions of glory, unable to explain how they were. In the seer's own expression, this was the most wonderful vision he has had. The Eternal Father gave the following message, in answer to the seer's question, Father, is it you? For some say that you cannot appear. The Eternal Father. Do you want to offer me the holy face of my Son every day, and thus hold back the arm I am ready to let fall upon mankind? My children, you should know that everything you offer me by the sacred face of my Son becomes an infinite offering. My children, make sure every day to offer the sacred victim by hearing Holy Mass and receiving my Son in the Eucharist every day. Let no man dare to forbid his Father, God and Creator to become visible to the children he loves. I want this message to be made known as testimony that I am the Almighty. 20th of August 1970. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. The Eternal Father appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. The Eternal Father. My children, in the terrible days to come upon mankind, the holy face of my divine Son will be a veritable shoulder to cry on, as my true children will shelter behind that face. The holy face will be the true offering so that I allay the chastisements I will send upon mankind. In the houses where his face is to be found, there will be light to be able to keep free from the powers of darkness. I will give orders to my angels to mark the homes where my Son's sacred face is kept, and for my children to be safeguarded from the evils which shall befall ungrateful mankind. My children, let all of you become true apostles of the holy face and spread it everywhere. The more it is spread, the less will be the catastrophe. 3rd of September 1970. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. First Thursday of the month. Pope St. Pio X appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. St. Pio X, Pope. My children, if my instructions to spread devotion to the Holy Face throughout the world had been heeded, the two world wars would have been avoided. I gave the instructions necessary so that in every church, monastery, convent, and in the homes of Christians, the Holy Face might preside. Yet it was not spread as I had indicated, but in a very limited way, and for not having valued this great devotion to the face of Jesus Christ, the Eternal Father became angry with mankind, permitting the two terrible world wars. Once again heaven is asking for the Holy Face to be spread, to be adored, and to preside in prominent places in churches, monasteries, convents and Christian homes. This spreading, if carried out, will prevent the Third World War, dreadful and terrifying, from befalling mankind. So if the spreading of the Holy Face is attended to everywhere in the world, the Eternal Father will be appeased, for he will contemplate the disfigured countenance of his Divine Son, and will have compassion on mankind, for the whole of mankind is in Christ's face. I assure you that all who spread this devotion will be rewarded in a wonderful way in this life and in the next. My children, see that all your letters bear the portrait of the Savior of mankind. That too is a good way of spreading it. And I ask all of you who come here with faith, always to wear a large holy face on your breast, externally, when you are praying in this sacred place, to give testimony to Jesus Christ. 4th of September 1970. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. First Friday of the month. The Sacred Heart of Jesus appeared to Clemente Dominguez, and embraced all those present one by one. From his most sacred heart rays of light issued which penetrated the hearts of each of those present, engraving on them the Holy Face. The Eternal Father then appeared to the seer. He came down to where we all were, rejoicing at seeing the divine countenance of his Son engraved on each heart. The Eternal Father gave Clemente the following message. The Eternal Father. My children, owing to the devotion to and adoration of the Holy Face of my Divine Son which you have had, luminous rays have issued from his most sacred heart, which have impressed his Holy Face on your hearts, and now I, as Father, on seeing you, and seeing the countenance of my Son within you, cannot deny you anything, because it is my Son whom I see. Ask always that the sacred face of my Son be engraved on your hearts. 23rd of September 1970. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. On the second anniversary of his death, Padre Pio appeared to Clemente Dominguez, and gave him the following message. Padre Pio of Pietrelcina. My son, I was a true lover of the Holy Face of our Lord Jesus Christ. The great devotees of the Holy Face have incomparable glory. They are closer to Jesus contemplating his glorious countenance. All true devotees of the Holy Face will receive superabundant graces to attain sanctity, which they will achieve ever united to the Divine Master's cross. There is no sanctity without cross. They must be crucified together with Jesus, and implore the Mother of God to pray unceasingly for all. Those who spread devotion to the Holy Face will be recompensed in the heavenly homeland, and also in the earthly homeland, in singular fashion. My son, imitate the great adorers of the Holy Face, and above all Therese of the Child Jesus and of the Holy Face, she who loved the Holy Face most. She therefore occupies a preeminent place beside Jesus. 29th of September 1970. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. Archangel Saint Michael appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. Archangel Saint Michael. Children of Spain, make sure all to have the sacred face of Jesus, as we shall soon go and mark the houses to be preserved from the punishment. Before the sacred face, the enemy withdraws, as he withdrew in the angels' rebellion. Do you know what I bore in my left hand against Satan? Christ's glorious face, before which he fell vanquished and plunged into the abyss. I come with a sword to follow tradition, but I never used a sword, rather the face of Christ. What better sword than that? The sword is a symbol of power, and therefore the Catholic Church places it in my right hand, and to be recognized I come with it. 8th of October 1970. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. Apparitions and message to Clemente Dominguez, the Eternal Father appeared to him. He came down to where we were, and embraced us. Then the Lord appeared, who sat on a kneeler there was in the Lentisco, presented us his divine countenance to kiss, and gave the following message. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Always offer up my divine face to the Father and he will take pity on you. I ask you all to adore my divine face and that it preside in your homes, so that the Heavenly Father may pour his graces out upon you and forgive you your sins. I solemnly promise that all those who spread devotion to my divine face will be preserved from the punishment of mankind, and should they suffer anything in the punishment it will be to die as a martyr and attain sanctity. Moreover, they will receive light for the terrible days of confusion approaching for Holy Church. But all should come to me by mediation of my Mother, the Most Holy Virgin. Truly, truly, I assure you that those who spread devotion to my divine face will receive the grace that none of their family members be eternally damned, and those in purgatory will be quickly released. Tell mankind that my Heavenly Father has said that whoever opposes the spreading of devotion to my divine face will become as if blind to the understanding of God's mysteries, and will stumble again and again until falling into the abyss. My Father says that my divine face represents him. I promise besides that all those who do not understand this devotion and have prayed unceasingly to my Most Holy Mother for light will receive it. 25th of October 1970. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. Apparition and message to Clemente Dominguez. Christ the King. To understand the fire of my heart, my divine countenance must be adored. My sacred heart projects its rays of love on my divine face. 5th of November 1970. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. The Lord appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. Our Lord Jesus Christ. My dear children, look at my countenance full of blood, of sweat, of spittle, of bruises. Imagine then how my sacred heart must be. By my divine face you will know to what extent I have loved you. On it is reflected my oppressed heart, my crushed heart, my heart rent by the sins of mankind. 30th of November 1970. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. The day commemorating 32 months since the first apparition in El Palma de Troya. The Lord came laughing, and at the words of the seer Clemente Dominguez, how seldom you come laughing. If you knew how happy it makes me, the Lord said. Our Lord Jesus Christ. I laugh because I am beside you all, who are honoring my most holy mother on this beautiful day. Clemente asked him, will we see your face like that in heaven? No, children, it will be infinitely more radiant, more beautiful, more majestic. If you realized, you would always be thinking of coming to see my glorious face in heaven. It is the light of heaven. All those who attain the heavenly paradise, on seeing my glorious countenance, see the divinity, that the veil of the mysteries is torn aside. But to reach that happiness, reparation must be made to my face of passion, my sorrowful face, my beaten face, my blood-stained face. If I wanted to show you my glorious countenance right now, you would all fall dead. There is no man who can resist that brilliance. There was one person who on earth had the happiness of seeing me with glorious face just as I have in heaven, and that person is my most holy mother, because thus it pleased the Heavenly Father. My apostles, in the transfiguration on Tabor, did not see my countenance completely glorious, for they would have died. My children, always think of contemplating my glorious face, and then you will not sin, for whoever truly wishes to see his God, receives great strength for combating the enemy. Then, referring to the Most Holy Virgin, he added, the supreme adorer of my face, she who kissed and caressed it with most love. My mother spent hours and hours contemplating my face, she fondled it, she caressed it like no other mother, for she knew that I was her God. Imitate my Most Holy Mother, and at least you will come to adore my face a little. 1st of January 1971. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. Festivity of the Circumcision of the Lord. At 9:30 at night the Eternal Father, on an immense cloud, appeared to Clemente Dominguez and said, the Eternal Father. Look within to find the face of the merciful Jesus in your soul. 16th of January 1971. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. There were some who objected to wearing the scapular of the Holy Face. The Virgin Mary appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. The Most Holy Virgin Mary under the title of Carmel. My children, always bear in mind that if you wish to be freed from Satan's attacks, the best way to make him withdraw and desist is to wear in front, on your breast, the divine countenance of my Son. Before him the enemy cannot go on ahead, for the light of my Son undoes him. When Satan comes in disguise pretending to be Jesus or myself, your mother, and you wear the face of my Son externally, he immediately disappears, because he is proud and cannot bear the majesty of God. My children, I would like your minds to grasp the value of wearing this holy scapular externally in this sacred place. 12th of February 1971. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. The Lord, bleeding from all his wounds, appeared to Clemente Dominguez. The seer asked him, why do you come bleeding, Lord? Our Lord Jesus Christ. Is it perhaps ridiculous to wear the holy scapular externally, giving testimony to your faith? Can Satan perhaps insist so often that you wear this holy scapular, when this scapular is precisely for casting out Satan? Look, my children, this scapular is a terrible force which the enemy cannot resist. It is necessary that you all wear it externally. I caution you, from today on, those who come regularly to this place and do not wear this holy scapular externally will run the risk of being marked by Satan, to whom I will give freedom to do so. Look, whoever bears the sign of the beast will suffer terribly. My children, innumerable souls are in heaven because of the holy crusades. They all bore banners with my sign and that of the Most Holy Virgin, and confronted their enemies without considering that they would lose their bodily lives. The time has come for bravery and to be scoffed at if need be in my defense. Look, it has my face, my sacred heart and that of my Most Holy Mother. In these three reparations lies the salvation of the world. Look, my children, we are in the last times, and you have to proceed with humility and submission. I solemnly promise you that to all those who come to this sacred place wearing the holy scapular of my divine face and of the sacred hearts externally on their breast, I will grant the greatest graces, mitigate the chastisements of heaven for them and bring peace to their homes. Courage, my children. Press on with your faith. Always wear the holy scapular, giving testimony to me and to your mother. I will lavish superabundant graces on those who propagate the wearing of this scapular, and their crown in the kingdom of heaven will be greater. 15th of February 1971. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. The Virgin Mary appeared to Clemente Dominguez and, referring to the Lord's message of the 12th of February 1971, now gave him the following message. The Most Holy Virgin Mary under the title of Carmel. It is also my desire that you all wear the holy scapular of my divine Son Jesus, with his sacred heart and my immaculate heart, always on your breast. Multiply these holy scapulars. Look, Archangel Saint Michael had the divine countenance of Jesus impressed on his shield to combat the rebel angels. Imitate Saint Michael. 26th of September 1971. Italy. Turin Cathedral. Chapel of the Holy Shroud. The Lord appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. Our Lord Jesus Christ. My Son, transmit to mankind that this is my true portrait, the Holy Shroud of Turin. Let the world acknowledge this sacred mystery, this is the portrait of my body, in which my most sacred face is resplendent. Let the world come to realize that this is the hour of the sacred face. That is why I desire its adoration and veneration everywhere in the world, so that the Eternal Father's anger abate, on taking delight in the face of his anointed. By meditating on my most sacred passion before my divine face, the heart feels redemption closer, and graces are superabundant. Italians, French, Portuguese, Spaniards have recourse to the sacred place of El Palma de Troya in Spain, where a copy of my sacred face is venerated, by which abundant graces will fall upon the Church and the world. I ask all those whom this message reaches to spread devotion to my sacred face everywhere, to propagate it and become apostles of the Holy Face, who will shine out more brightly in the kingdom of the Father and will be the ones to see my countenance with most light in eternity. 2nd of February 1974. Sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. Festivity of the Presentation of our Lord Jesus Christ and Purification of the Most Holy Virgin. First Saturday of the month. The Virgin Mary appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following message. The Most Holy Virgin Mary. My dear children, thanks to you all, you who have come to this sacred place on this most solemn day on which the fourth anniversary of the most solemn enthronement of the Holy Face of my Divine Son is celebrated, of this Holy Face, which is the Son to enlighten all mankind, of this Holy Face, which radiates light to all men of goodwill in every land. The enthronement on this sacred mount of the Divine Face of Jesus Christ, King of Kings, was requested by express design of the August Trinity. How many blessings have this place and its devotees received since the sacred face was enthroned? And how far has the infernal enemy retreated? My little children, what horror and panic Satan feels at the divine face! You cannot imagine it. Hence, within these railings, it is guaranteed that Satan act with less power. And many do not want to realize that. See and observe that, when you pray here, you are praying before the mirror of the divinity, that most sacred face which teaches you the dolorous passion for your salvation. My beloved little children, defend this sacred place from the assaults of the infernal dragon. Protect this most sacred face, which is and shall be the light of the world. Unfortunately, not everyone agrees with what I am saying to you. Beloved little children, you see the prayer and penance and sacrifice done before this sacred face. And thus the Eternal Father's wrath is placated. And thus the Eternal Father ceases to see many things that there are in the world, since his eyes are centered on the face of his anointed. Happy are you, those who are here celebrating this event, because the anniversary of the enthronement of the most sacred face of Jesus Christ is a very great event. It is no ordinary day. It is a very solemn day, because it concerns the good of the souls who come to this sacred place from the different nations. This holy face, adored and venerated in this place, is being spread to every corner of the earth. It has spread to many countries, and presides the homes of the devotees of this place. For this reason, the wrath of the Eternal Father is being placated. It corresponds to you, my dear children, to spread further this most sweet devotion to the most sacred and serene face of your Savior. My dear children, I ask you, do you not perchance see the majesty of God in the holy face? Do you not perchance glimpse his omnipotence? Meditate before this face, before this sweet face, and you will feel delight and receive blessings and graces. Look, my little children, today this whole sacred place is full of angels, rejoicing, singing the praises of God. And do you know where the angels are centering their gaze? they are gazing at the most sacred face. O my little children, you will never realize the importance of devotion to the Holy Face, especially in these last times. A day will come on which the most sacred face of Jesus Christ will be seen by all mankind, then glorious. But to obtain that grace, first it is needful to make reparation to his offended sacred face. Poor souls, those few who withdraw from the Holy Face. Poor souls. They do not know what they are doing. They do not realize the graces they lose. Rejoice yourselves, and give thanks to heaven, because you have the happiness to adore and venerate the sacred face on this most sacred mount of Christ the King. My dear children, to all who are here, may the Holy Face of Jesus Christ penetrate your hearts and become so united to them that it be your pledge of salvation. O my little children, what happiness in heaven to see these groups humbly kneeling and adoring the countenance of Jesus Christ. Certainly it is true that all devotions are good and wholesome and lead to heaven. Yet this one, of the Holy Face, has a very special significance by express desire of the August Trinity. The face is the representation of man's dignity, and Christ was offended in that same dignity. Hence Christ has to receive reparation in that same dignity represented by his most sacred face. The face is the mirror of the soul. You, as faithful devotees of the sacred face, have to wipe it by your prayers, you have to cleanse it, soften the tremendous bruise it has, remove the thorns. And how? By prayer and sacrifice before his divine face. I assure you, my dear children, that all the devotees of the divine face will be given great light to understand the mysteries of the last times. I give you my motherly assurance, my dear children, all those who profess special love for the Holy Face will be wonderfully warned of dangers and catastrophes, and will be very specially enlightened, and they will be those closest to the Lord in the heavenly homeland. The devotees of the Holy Face will have all these graces. Do not lose them, my dear children, as they are easy to lose as well. My dear children, in your homes, every day try to have a prayer, even though it be short, dedicated to the divine face of Jesus Christ. On rising, do not forget to greet Jesus' face, and on retiring, do not forget to ask his blessing. Living this way, you will arrive happily at the heavenly homeland. One day, not far off, the divine face will be seen in the skies of Spain, namely the standard of the great Caudillo of the Tajo. The enemies of God and of Spain, on seeing the Holy Face, will draw back, and the Caudillo of the Tajo will triumph. It is pressing that Spain be consecrated to the Holy Face of Jesus Christ, since lofty designs are going to prepare this nation for the apostolate of the last times. And all this is to be obtained, with greater grace, by this solemn consecration of all Spain to the Holy Face. 13th of February 1975. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. At about 10 at night, with everyone at prayer, Clemente Dominguez went into ecstasy at the presence of the Most Holy Virgin Mary, who handed the Divine Child over to him. Afterwards the Lord appeared and gave Clemente the following message. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Do not forget, my dear children, that here is the portrayal of my Holy Face, which means light of God for the world. Let the light of my countenance cover mankind. And do not forget that my sacred face is a rampart against which the wrath of the Father strikes up and is prevented from falling upon the children. Behold my sacred face exposed in the midst of the world, to receive the wrath of the Father and give light to men. Let the world prepare for coming events. Be prepared, thoroughly prepared, with the armor of prayer, penance, sacrifice, immolation. And all should remember that my sacred face represents the divine light which comes down to men. Those who meditate on the affronts received by my sacred face will not be confounded, they will dwell in the light and will be preserved from the future darkness. And thus, venerating this sacred face, you will understand the rays of love which issue from my sacred heart. But you must first understand the affronts received by my sacred face, the Son of the Most High presenting his face to be spat upon, buffeted and scoffed at, and thus to placate the wrath of the Father and save men. When you meditate well on this sacred face, you will understand perfectly the self-surrender of this most sacred heart. Those who receive the light of the face penetrate into the light of the heart. O beloved little children! How many fools there are in the world who reject the light of my countenance, and thus cannot understand the delights of my heart. For consider yourselves, what man of wholesome sentiments, seeing this pained, affronted, disfigured face, does not feel an impact in his heart and die of grief, seeing the face of his Christ so tortured? What man grateful to his God, on seeing that face full of pain, spittle, does not reflect that it has been for his salvation and that of all men who wish to avail themselves of this sweetest redemption? My face will shine out at the end of time and will give light to the children of the persecuted church, to the children of the catacombs. When the power of Antichrist comes, and this face becomes visible to the world, all my persecuted children will feel protected by the light which issues from my countenance. Poor mankind, that casts this light aside, unaware that there in my face is the mirror of the heavenly homeland, that by meditating well on the sacred face, is understood the love of God Himself, who became man, who humbled Himself, who suffered, who underwent persecution, crucifixion, and who afterwards rose again to open heaven to all men. Miserable men, how foolish they are. They only want to possess the earth by materialistic means, and they do not know, or do not want to know, that to possess this earth in peace, they must penetrate into this gentlest devotion to my sacred face. When my sacred face shall be exposed to the veneration of all mankind, when all my enemies acknowledge me as king, on contemplating this face, then will come the answer to the problems of the world. Let them look for no other way, for they will find none. Let the light of my countenance protect you all. May this light perdure in you until the end of your days and be your way up to the heavenly homeland, where you can contemplate my glorious face for all eternity.